people say their pets are just animals. Well, let me tell you about my furry roommate Max. He's not just a pet. He's basically my life coach, my alarm clock, and my best friend all rolled into one fluffy golden retriever package. So picture this. It's 6:30 a.m. and I'm peacefully sleeping in my cozy bed. Suddenly, I feel this warm, wet nose gently poking my face. Then comes the soft whimper, followed by the classic, "I need to go outside dance." That's Max, my personal alarm clock who doesn't understand the concept of weekends or sleep-ins. At first, I used to groan and pull the covers over my head. But you know what? Max changed my entire morning routine, and honestly, I'm so grateful he did. Before Max, I would hit snooze 5 times, rush through my morning, and start my day feeling stressed and behind schedule. Now, thanks to my furry friend, I'm up early, taking a peaceful walk while the world is still quiet, and actually enjoying my coffee instead of chugging it on the run. Every morning, after Max does his business outside, we have this little ritual that I absolutely love. I make my coffee, and he gets his breakfast. Then we sit together in my living room, me with my coffee, him with his favorite chew toy. It's these quiet moments that make me realize how much I was missing before I had a dog. Max has this amazing ability to sense my mood. If I'm feeling stressed about work, he'll bring me his favorite ball and drop it at my feet, like he's saying, "Hey, let's play for a few minutes. Everything will be okay." And you know what? He's usually right. Those few minutes of playing fetch in the morning always put me in a better mood. As a graphic designer, I work from home most days, and Max has become my perfect office companion. He has his own little bed next to my desk, and he'll lie there quietly while I'm working. But here's the funny thing, he has this sixth sense about when I need a break. After about 2 hours of focused work, he'll get up, stretch, and give me this look that says, "Time for a walk, human." These little breaks have been amazing for my productivity. Instead of sitting at my computer for hours on end, I'm taking regular breaks to walk around the block with Max. We both get some fresh air, I clear my head, and when I come back to work, I feel refreshed and ready to tackle whatever project I'm working on. Around 3 p.m., Max starts getting a bit restless. He'll walk around the apartment, maybe bring me his leash, or just sit by the door with his tail wagging. This is our signal that it's time for our afternoon adventure. Sometimes we go to the local park, sometimes we just walk around the neighborhood, but these afternoon walks have become my favorite part of the day. During these walks, I've met so many of my neighbors that I never would have talked to otherwise. There's something about walking a dog that makes people more approachable. I've made friends with other dog owners, learned about local events, and even found some great restaurants that people have recommended during our walks. As the day winds down, Max and I have developed this perfect evening routine. Around 6 p.m., we have dinner together. Well, I have my dinner and he has his. Then we usually spend some time in the living room. I might read a book or watch some TV, and Max will either lie at my feet or curl up next to me on the couch. This is when I really appreciate having a furry roommate. After a long day of work, it's so comforting to have this warm, loving presence next to me. Max doesn't care if I had a bad day at work, if I made a mistake, or if I'm feeling down. He just loves me unconditionally, and that's such a powerful feeling. Living with Max has taught me so much about life that I never expected. He's taught me about patience. When he was a puppy and would chew on everything, I had to learn to be patient and consistent with training. He's taught me about living in the moment. Dogs don't worry about yesterday or tomorrow. They just enjoy right now. And he's taught me about unconditional love. No matter what kind of day I've had, Max is always happy to see me. Has your pet ever taught you something surprising? I'd love to hear about it in the comments. Now, I'm not going to pretend that living with a dog is all sunshine and rainbows. there are definitely challenges. Like the time Max decided to redecorate my living room by chewing on my favorite throw pillows. Or when he gets excited and jumps on visitors, we're still working on that. And don't even get me started on shedding season. I swear, I could make another dog out of all the fur he loses. But here's a story that still makes me laugh and cry a little. Last month, I was working on a big design project for a client. I had these important sketches spread out on my coffee table, and I stepped away for just 5 minutes to grab a snack. When I came back, Max had decided that my design sketches were the perfect chew toys. He had this guilty look on his face, and there were pieces of my work scattered all over the floor. I was devastated at first, but you know what? That forced me to start over, and the new design turned out even better than the original. Sometimes the universe works in mysterious ways, right? These challenges have made me a better person. I've learned to be more patient, more understanding, and more flexible. I've also learned that sometimes the things that seem like problems are actually opportunities for growth. Weekends with Max are always an adventure. We might go hiking in the nearby mountains, visit a dog-friendly cafe, or just spend time exploring new neighborhoods. These weekend adventures have made me more active and more adventurous. Before Max, I would often spend weekends just relaxing at home. Now, I'm always looking for new places to explore together. One of our favorite weekend activities is visiting the local farmers market. Max loves all the attention he gets from vendors and other shoppers, and I love supporting local businesses. It's become our little tradition, and I look forward to it every week. I've noticed some amazing health benefits since Max came into my life. I'm more active because I have to walk him multiple times a day. I'm less stressed because spending time with him is so calming. And I'm more social because walking a dog naturally leads to conversations with other people. But the biggest health benefit has been mental. Having Max around has helped me manage my anxiety and stress levels. There's something incredibly therapeutic about petting a dog, about feeling their steady breathing, about knowing that they're there for you no matter what. As I think about the future, I can't imagine my life without Max. He's not just a pet, he's my companion, my teacher, my friend. He's taught me more about love, patience, and living in the moment than any book or class ever could. I'm excited to see how our relationship continues to grow and evolve. I know there will be challenges ahead, maybe health issues, maybe behavioral problems, maybe life changes that affect our routine. But I also know that we'll face them together, and that Max will continue to teach me valuable lessons about life and love. If you're thinking about getting a pet, especially a dog, I would say go for it. But be prepared for the commitment. A dog isn't just a cute accessory, they're a living, breathing being that depends on you for everything. They need your time, your attention, your love, and your patience. But in return, they give you so much more. They give you unconditional love, endless entertainment, constant companionship, and lessons about life that you never knew you needed to learn. They make you a better person, and they make your life richer and more meaningful. As I sit here writing this, Max is lying at my feet, occasionally looking up at me with those big, loving eyes. He doesn't know I'm writing about him, but I think he can sense that I'm thinking about him. And that's the thing about dogs, they're so intuitive, so connected to our emotions, so in tune with our needs. So here's to all the furry roommates out there, to all the dogs who wake us up too early, who make us take breaks when we need them, who love us unconditionally, and who make our lives so much better just by being in them. You might think you're just taking care of a pet, but really, they're taking care of you too. Thanks for listening to my story about life with Max. If you have a furry friend in your life, I'd love to hear about your experiences. And if you don't have one yet, Maybe this will inspire you to consider bringing a four-legged friend into your home. Trust me, it's one of the best decisions I've ever made. Until next time, give your pets an extra hug from me and Max.